T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, you have a dilemma? Then slide into our DMs and we'll assist you. It's time for DM Dilemmas on the Wake Up Call.
What are you eating over there?
I'm eating my protein.
Yeah, you are. Getting in shape for Stagecoach, baby.
I'm trying,
look
okay?
Look at that, pumping and grinding over there. You putting
pumping
on some...
and grinding?
Yeah, muscles.
I'm not pumping anything.
Clanging and banging.
Can we just get to our DM dilemma?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the DM that we received. Says, hey, Kelly and Dave.
Oh, you stop right there. It's David. David.
I have an issue or a dilemma with my mom and my wife. My wife doesn't want my mother to kiss our newborn and wants to call her out. I'm desperately trying to maintain the peace and prevent that from happening and hoping you guys can be the answer to our dilemma. Thanks and love the show.
Yeah, I you know what? I'm not giving you any advice after calling me Dave. Hate that name. Unless you're called Dave, then I'm sure it's a great name for you. What do you think? What's wrong with kissing newborns? It's a grandma.
No. You I'm okay. Like when my kids were little, like top of the head, but on the face, that's a no-no. You don't kiss newborns on the face.
Wait, really?
Yes. You have so many diseases. You can get that baby so sick.
That's how you build up the immunity
no,
for the baby.
That is a big, big no-no. You don't kiss newborns on the face.
I've never heard such a thing.
Mm-mm.
Shaking hands, kissing babies. That's a phrase.
Top of the head, maybe.
No.
Yeah, not on the face.
Grandmas and grandpas can't kiss the baby on
maybe,
the face?
Maybe on the cheek.
So if I go see my newborn, well, I guess she's 6 months now. But if I can't kiss her on the cheek?
The cheek is, I would be okay. Some parents, no. But it all depends on the parent and what they're comfortable with.
By the way, I didn't kiss her on the cheek. I barely held her because it's terrifying.
And if the problem is between your wife and your mother... You got to figure that out. And sorry, DM texter guy, like you need to be the one to.
You side with your wife now.
Well, you need to be the one to keep the peace. If this is a problem and your wife's not happy with it, then you need to talk to your mom about it.
Why do we get married and put ourselves in this situation? I'm talking to the guys, obviously, on this one. Why do we do this to ourselves?
Because you need another caretaker because your mom moved to Texas. Well, that's just your instinct.
Okay, do you kiss the newborn? I think I've never heard of such a thing. I've never heard that being an issue, but you're saying it is.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Like, if my mom, I'm trying to recall Christmas break, if she kissed
I doubt your mom
her granddaughter.
Kissed her anywhere near the lips.
Oh, I'm sure not, but kissing the cheek and the forehead and everything, you're
like
saying
say,
no.
Cheek is okay, but anywhere around the mouth, that's like a no-no. And it depends on what the parent is comfortable with. Some people don't even want people touching their newborn. And if that's what the mom wants, then that's what the mom should get.
I'm sure my parents passed me around like I was in college. Like, wow. I was getting kissed by everybody.
You're different.
To build up my immunity. That's why we give kids chicken. Why don't we're raising a bunch of babies. They're never going to grow out of the baby stage because we're raising a bunch of babies.
If you have some good advice, you can call or text us. 888-431-3764.
Can't kiss a newborn. Are you kidding me?
Oh, look at 909. Also, don't kiss the baby's hands.
Really?
They put their
no
hands
idea
in their
about
mouth.
These rules, okay? We're talking about kissing babies. Should you do it? Should you not? A dude wrote in a DM dilemma saying that his baby's mama doesn't want his mom kissing the newborn because yuck, germs.
And that's, she's the mom. I think she's allowed to get away with that. But here's a text message from the 909. Says, as a mom who went through RSV season with a newborn and spent a week in the pediatric ICU, do not kiss babies.
Well, when you throw an RSVP like that, if you're going to weaponize RSVP like that.
She's not getting ready to go to a party.
Whatever it's called.
You never know what you may be carrying. And it's going to be more detrimental to the baby than it will be to your immune system.
That's the dilemma. We have the smartest listening audience out there. 888-431-3764. This person needs your advice. So, gals, Country Station 95.1 K-Frog, we are the wake-up call DM dilemma. Somebody slid into our DMs and needs your advice.
All right, so he's a new dad, and it looks like his wife and his mom are about to go in it, or at it, because the wife doesn't want the mom kissing the baby on the face.
Now, what's the big deal about that?
Germs. Babies are little.
We're raising a bunch of, what's a word I can use that won't get me in trouble?
No, we're not. We're just trying to be safe.
Build up the immunity.
When you're a new mom, there is nothing scarier than a sick baby.
Uh-oh.
And if you're the mom, I'm sorry, you have the right to tell someone, don't do that with my baby.
My mom just texted in, new grandma here.
Okay.
She goes, no mouth kissing. Okay, agreed.
Okay.
But cheek, no, kissing the butt. No, oh, butt, as in... You know. But cheeks, neck, toes, and hands are okay. Natural immunity! Exclamation point. Exclamation point.
Okay, 951 weighing in, which you can weigh in at 888-431-3764, says, I didn't want anybody to even touch my newborn's face. That's a definite no thank you. If they gave any newborn kisses to my baby, I would say something. And I made sure they washed their hands before they would hold her. And if they smoked, they had to go change their shirt.
Yep, I agree. I agree with the washing the hands and the shirt. I didn't kiss my niece at all because that's weird. I barely even held her because it's terrifying. But like the grandma's kissing the baby, I've never heard of this being a thing.
Oh, so, this is a big thing.
Let's go to the phones. Who's this?
Yvonne.
What's up, Yvonne? What do you think of this DM dilemma?
As a new grandma myself, my daughter herself actually asked me not to kiss baby when I first went to see her when she was a newborn. And with all this RSV going around, I agree. Baby shouldn't kiss on the face at all. Top of the head is okay, but not even the cheek and anywhere in the face.
Well, and if that's what the mom's requesting... I give you credit as grandma for being like, yes, this is your baby. I will honor your request.
And I agree. Grandma should understand that. I understood right away when my daughter told me, when you come visit baby, and I totally agree and I understand.
First of all, Yvonne.
I want to keep my grandbaby safe.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yvonne, you sound way too young to be a grandma, so we don't believe you.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Just saying.
That's why I call myself Glamma.
Well, this call is null and void, just so you know, because it's completely fabricated.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Have a good day. Love you guys. Have a
great
day.
We love you.
Like you.
What? Your grandma probably kissed you when you were a newborn.
I would remember that.
My grandma was chain smoking while kissing me and probably had a bottle of wine in her other hand.
And look at you now.
Picture of perfect health.
Okay. All right. Weigh in for the DM dilemma. 888-431-3764. Getting back on the road to Stagecoach coming up in 8 minutes.
Well, certainly not an easy DM dilemma. A gentleman wrote in about his lovely baby's mama, Bride, and his newborn, and his mom, the baby's grandma, wants to keep kissing up on that baby's face, that cute, chubby, chunky face. And the mom is like, no. Newborn's mom is saying, I don't want grandma kissing. There's germs out there.
Off the baby.
I've never heard of this. I thought kissing babies was like a thing people do. They go, you know, they rub their faces all over their belly. And
as a mom, I'm okay with you kissing my baby in certain places. On the face, especially around the lips, no way.
All right, I have a diagram here of a baby's body. Now, where point to where exactly we can kiss the baby?
Not on the lips. Anywhere around the lips, no. And a lot of people weighing in, not on the hands either, because babies tend to put their hands in their mouth.
Right. You know, Taylor, my wonderful wife, she was kissing our new niece's, my sister's baby, Hadley, kissing her feet. And she stopped kissing Haley's feet, which I thought was gross and weird to begin with.
Oh, the little piggies.
Because the baby was putting the feet in the mouth.
The feet?
Yeah.
She was putting her feet.
Yes, not a smart baby. Cute as a button, but not a smart baby. Gnawing on some feet. Let's go to the phones. Who's this?
Terry.
Terry, what do you think about the DM dilemma?
I think, oh my God. Seriously, kids, people have been kissing babies since who knows when.
Yeah, that's what I say. What are we raising, babies or men?
Exactly. I mean, my kids were all kids, and there's nothing wrong with them now. So I don't know what the big deal is about giving a baby. As long as you don't kiss them in the mouth, you kiss them on the cheek or something. Yeah.
But what if that's what the mom's wishes are?
Well, those are her wishes, but she's dumb. Thank you.
Man, I wish I could argue with you and get away with it, live to see another day. Right? I wish I could argue like that. Thanks for the call. I know those are your wishes, but you're dumb.
Yeah, that would not go over well. 951 text message here. We even have, it's a paramedic weighing in on this. Says, before I worked in this job, I always thought protecting babies from germs was absurd. Nowadays, my tune has changed. No kissing babies on the face or hands. RSV and whooping cough are nasty to deal with, and you don't want your baby to go through that.
Well, then how then, and this is a serious question, how then do you finish the phrase shaking hands, kissing babies? What do you do, just shake hands?
Kiss baby on the top of the head.
You want to shake the baby's hand? Or
top of the head.
Can you shake the baby's hand, or is that going to get
it? They have hands. But just make sure you wash your hands before you touch the
baby. All lines
are
lit. Do you think we have time for another call? Or?
Yes.
All right. Hi, who's this? Quickly.
Good morning. My name's Brittany from Riverside.
What's up, Brittany?
Okay, I had to just weigh in on this kissing babies thing.
Yes, what do you think?
Absolutely not. I have two boys, five, and he just turned a year. And bringing the in-laws into this, too. So right after I had my youngest baby, like the week after, my in-laws came down to visit us, and my father-in-law is holding the baby and kisses him on the lips. I about lost my fucking mind.
That's weird.
Like, absolutely not. Yeah. Absolutely not. And I just like look at my husband across the room, and I'm like, you better.
Oh, warning shot fired.
Oh, she didn't look. You know, she glared.
Brittany, thanks for the call.
Daggers.
Kissing on the, so it's the father-in-law kissing. Yeah, I don't think I'd ever kiss a baby on the lips ever. That's weird. That's
probably
weird.
Good, because who knows what you have.
I know some families do. I know, you know. I think maybe I kissed my dad on the lips when I was a baby. Maybe.
I don't. Why are you looking at me like I would know?
Did Art kiss Colter Carter on that?
I don't think so.
Well, in that case, neither did we. We're men. Dang it. SoCal's Country Station 95.1 KFRO, where the wake up call DM dilemma. This one's a difficult one.
Yeah, we had a new dad weigh in. There's some drama going on between his wife and his mom, so the mother-in-law, as far as the newborn baby. Mm-mm. The mother-in-law wants to kiss the newborn baby on its face, and the mom's like, no, that's a no-go.
And I always just assumed that it was okay to kiss a baby. They got the soft skin. They smell weird.
Weird? Well, babies smell good.
That's what I'm talking about.
If you're holding a weird-smelling baby,
there's an issue with the diaper.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. There's a baby smell. I don't find it as enjoyable as many. I know a lot of people do, like you just said.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you bury your face into a baby and they giggle.
How do babies giggle?
And there's no concern about spreading germs. And if you are, you're building the immunity. That's what I always assumed.
No, there are specific places you don't kiss a baby.
Well, that I do.
Well, like around the mouth, things like that.
That I didn't know.
We have a new dad that weighed in, text in from the 909, says currently going through the same thing. I don't know if it's a cultural difference or if it's difference with generations, but I agree. It's all up to the baby's mom, and that decision should be respected whether it's agreed upon or not.
Cultural difference? Like what?
Like, I don't know if more cultures kiss on the lips than some other cultures. I don't know.
What do Americans do?
I don't kiss babies on the lips.
Kiss a baby while holding a Budweiser.
America.
America. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Brittany, driving to work in Marietta.
Good morning, Brittany. What do you think of this DM dilemma?
Okay, so I have two sons who are teenagers, and when they have kids, whatever them and their wives say goes.
Right.
Because that's their baby. It's their rules. And it shouldn't be that hard for the dad's mom to understand that sounds more like a power trip. And I feel like it's a lot of times it's the dad's mom who is like that. Do what the parents want. It's their baby.
So your mother-in-law is a psychopath is what you're saying.
I did not say that, but I guarantee nobody from my husband's side is listening. So she has her moments.
She's also not denying it.
Yeah, I deciphered that this phone call quickly. Brittany, drive safe. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Bye.
You too. Good morning, K-Frog. Who's this?
My name's Greg San Bernardino.
What do you think?
Does this come down to kissing the baby on the head, or does this come down to healthy boundaries?
Both.
Because obviously, this is a young person, and he needs to put boundaries between his mom and his wife, because he married his wife, and his mom needs to respect those.
Yeah.
I've got kids from 30 down to one-year-old grandbabies, and if my child comes to me and says, guess what, my wife or my husband doesn't want this, whether we agree with it or not, we have to let our children fail or whatever. We can put our input in, but you got to respect that boundary.
Yeah, that's a great call. And that was the one sad thing about marrying Taylor. Because I knew that once I made that commitment, when it came down to it, there was ever a tiff between her and my mom. Mom had to be put down.
You don't put people down.
I got to go to war against
you got to keep
the OG love.
Like somewhat civil between the in-laws because you might need a babysitter when you have kids.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.